Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of RE/MAX Living. Hello, I'm Glynis Crook. Welcome to Being Green. Tomorrow is International Tea Day, and you may wonder why I am mentioning this on an environment program. Well, last week I came across a shocking bit of information that most tea bags contain up to 25% of plastic. Apparently, a plastic polymer called polypropylene is used as a sort of glue, for want of a better word, in the heat sealing process, and it also helps keep the bag in shape when it's immersed in hot liquid. To make matters worse, a recent study by Canadian researchers found that steeping a tea bag in boiling water releases billions of small plastic particles into your cup. So if you're one of the millions of South Africans drinking several cups of tea a day like myself, it may be time for a change. And to find out what the alternatives are, I visited Mingwei Tsai, the owner of Nigiro Tea Merchants and Tea Cafe in Plumstead.
There are some tea bags that is biodegradable and compostable. However, it's not very widely available and it's quite expensive. There are some cotton-made tea bag, but with cotton, for example, or fabric tea bags, it is either bleached or non-bleached, and the production behind those fabrics are still environmentally sensitive. So probably the best option is to try and use the most authentic and traditional way of tea making, which would be using the loose leaf method.
He says also that after a while, the oils in tea will stain a reusable cotton tea bag, which is fine if you're making the same type of tea, but if not, it will eventually confuse the flavours and you'll have to throw it away. One of the aims of International Tea Day tomorrow is to encourage a sustainable production and consumption of tea. As you may know, there are many different types of tea, but black tea is the most consumed around the world. Here in South Africa, our climate is not favourable to its growth, and we produce less than 0.5% of the global production. But then we do have other alternatives.
So, indigenous tea, we have a lot of very exciting herbs that is found only in South Africa. And on the tea side, rooibos, honeybush, buchu, moringa is very widely used and it's very popular. And then there are some small pockets of tea cultivations, either in the Eastern Cape or in KwaZulu-Natal or in Zening, that produces black tea, but only in small pockets.
So if you decide to go the environmentally friendly route of using loose tea leaves, which Mingwei says will also offer you a better taste, how does one choose a good tea?
A good leaf will never be stored in a plastic bag that is transparent, so it needs to be airtight. It needs to be out of sun or out of light. That's the first thing. The second is to look at the tea leaf size. Most of the time, the bigger the tea leaves, the better. However, remember, everybody has different preferences. So some enjoy the floral element of a very long leaf, but then some also enjoy the same tea, but a little bit broken. And when these leaves are a little bit broken, it will release tannin and astringency and woodiness, which is also appreciated by other group of people. So that's why it's, again, very important to be mindful of what you like.
He explained, however, that when the tea leaves release more tannins and astringency, it can mask the full aroma of the tea. But no matter how good the quality of the tea is, Mingwei says that to get the best result, you need to prepare it properly.
I see tea making as every teapot is like a ceremony. So when you make tea in the most authentic way, you try and give yourself time. So never rush into tea making. So first of all, the time is very important. And then the utensils could be a teapot, could be a teacup, could be an infuser. And then be mindful of a tea that you want to drink at that specific time. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to introduce the infuser into the teapot like this. So specific tea calls for specific tea appreciation. And early on we were talking about the dancing of the tea leaves. So the dancing of the tea leaves is now presenting in front of us. And as the leaf rehydrate and dance, it unlocks the aroma and flavors into the water. So at this moment, we kind of just wait. And that 2-3 minutes of infusion time is a time where we connect with the tea. So tea is also a very important beverage to share with your friends and your loved ones, because it's a very connecting beverage, it's a very connecting drink.
And now we drink.
Yes, now we drink. Thank you. Thank you for the tea.
And it was delicious. Thanks to Mingwei Tsai, the owner of Nigiro Tea Merchants in Plumstead. And apparently the tea bag the least likely to contain plastic is the one with a string and tag attached, as they're closed by folding rather than by heat sealing. And don't forget also that there are 101 ways to reuse your used tea leaves, including, of course, putting it into your compost. And that's it for this week. Until next time from me, Glynis Crook, take care and goodbye. Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax Living.
Ask not what your community can do for you. Ask what you can do for your community. At Remax Living Real Estate, our ethos is built on giving back. From sponsoring music broadcasts to FMR's Being Green, our focus is on making your world more harmonious and our planet more sustainable. So when it comes to choosing a real estate partner, don't go for anything less than people who are maximum givers. Galinda Moser from Remax Living Real Estate.